From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At a ceremony in Paris on Monday, French President François Hollande bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a British citizen and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. Lisa Bryant has the story.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skaratos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman.
Voilà, quatre hommes.
The four not only saved their own lives, Mr. Hollande said, but also avoided a tragedy, a massacre aboard the high-speed train from Amsterdam that carried more than 500 people. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayoub El Hazani, who the president described as a terrorist. French counterterrorism officials continue to question Hazani, a 26-year-old Moroccan known to intelligence services in three countries for links to radical Islam and who may have traveled to Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters. The army says gunmen ambushed his convoy on Saturday. Troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing five. One government soldier was killed. Also in Nigeria, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon began a two-day visit to talk about terrorism and other vital issues with President Muhammadu Buhari. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Asian stock markets closed down sharply on Monday, and European markets followed course in morning trading, continuing a global slide that saw U.S. markets drop 3% on Friday. China's Shanghai Exchange ended the day down nearly 8.5% as investors watched to see what action Beijing might take. The fall in markets across the globe in recent days is mainly due to fear about the Chinese economy, which is slowing more than had been expected. After Indian markets lost more than 4%, Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan said the volatility is temporary.
The fundamentals of the economy are good. And they will reassert themselves. Eventually, after, you know, a certain amount of turmoil, markets reassess fundamentals. And when they do that reassessment, they will see that India is a good place to be.
Oil prices fell further Monday after recently dropping below $40 per barrel for the first time in several years. Democratic U.S. Senator Harry Reid, the Senate's minority leader, has expressed his support for the agreement the United States and five other nations reached with Iran to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. His support makes it less likely that Republicans in Congress will be able to muster enough votes to block the agreement, which they and Israel criticize as leaving Iran with too much of a nuclear program while unlocking billions of dollars. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations, as ongoing talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert a war on the peninsula. The emergency talks began Saturday shortly after a Pyongyang-issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border broadcasts into the North or face military attacks. After accusing Pyongyang of planting landmines in the demilitarized zone that wounded two soldiers, Seoul recently resumed anti-Pyongyang broadcasts in the border area for the first time in over 10 years. The North denies any involvement and demanded an end to the broadcasts, calling them psychological warfare. Islamic State extremists have reportedly destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shemin Temple in Palmyra, Syria, a UN World Heritage Site. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction Sunday. Islamic State seized Palmyra in May, and many historians immediately issued a global alarm. The militants say ancient artifacts and statues are blasphemous. U.S. President Barack Obama is continuing his focus on cleaning up the country's energy production with a keynote address Monday at a summit in Las Vegas. The National Clean Energy Summit is aimed at looking at ways governments and the private sector can work on clean energy solutions. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.